Welcome everyone to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this July 20th, 2017. This is Peyman Motahedeh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School and your host for this weekly program. Every Thursday night, folks, I host these weekly conference calls to answer your freedom questions, whether it's the IRS, state income tax agency, traffic tickets, corrupt government agents you need to sue, whatever it is, Freedom Law School is here to help and get your questions, get your freedom solutions that you are interested in. And the solutions, folks, are in the law, in understanding the law and your rights on what to do. Usually, I have a specific topic to cover, but once in a while, like tonight, I do not cover a topic of general teaching or discussion or class, but will only focus on answering your questions. So you make the Freedom Law School's conference calls happen and create it your way, because it is dedicated to answering your questions for free. If you have not been to our website at livefreenow.org, be sure to do that and get our free freedom education package. Have it be sent to you by mail and email. And check out freedomlawschool.org if you'd like to get a lot more detail as well and further education. Freedomchurch.org is our parent organization. And you may find jurypower.org also of interest. You will find a lot of our previous conference calls on our YouTube channel. You're going to find your particular questions probably answered in many of the previous conference calls of Freedom Law School. And Freedom Law School, folks, is a unique source. You will not find any other organization dedicated to educating you about the law and your rights and providing assistance, letter writing, and responses if and when needed to get the crooks in government and IRS off of your back to live free. I've said it for over 20 years. Actually, now it's 25 years now, come to think of it, that there is no law that requires the average American to file and pay income tax. It's a fraud, it's a scam, it's a deception. Simply put, we have a three-tier justice system in America. First tier is they enforce the law as written. You're dealing with someone who, you know, robbed the bank, stole some cookies from a cookie store, had a car accident. Normal everyday stuff, nothing political about it. They just enforce the law as it is. You know, so private disputes of individuals are resolved, usually fairly correctly. And then you got the people who run the system, the corrupt crooks and criminals, the big banks, Wall Street, like Chase, Citi, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, and corrupt politicians, criminal politicians, like Bill and Hillary Clinton, Dick Cheney's, George Bush's, Loretta Lynch's, James Comey's. These crooks and criminals are above the law. The law is not going to be enforced on these crooks and criminals because they are part of the corrupt people that run the system. The big banks and the corporations pay to advertise the politicians for them to get elected. Without their money, they could not beat the competition, become presidents, congress members, senators, would not be supported to become judges and top bureaucrats. So these top people, the more the bidding of the criminal banks and corporations they do, the more protected they are. That's why Hillary Clinton can violate so many laws and not get prosecuted. Yet an outsider like Donald Trump, not an insider, but he's an outsider, even as a president, they try and get him out and try to make stuff up against him to get him out. And Donald Trump belongs to our tier. That's right. He's an outsider just like you and I, except he's got a lot more power to do something about it. Whereas you and I, folks, have been reduced to slaves where they enforce non-existent laws on us at will. Biggest example is the income tax law. There is no law requiring the average American to file and pay income tax. But the crooked government lawyers in the U.S. Department of Injustice have over the decades convinced their buddies, the federal judges, to make the income tax law that the scam that the executive branch had been going on to protect the money flow, the source of power of the government, to enrich the big banks and corporations with the government's money. And Freedom Law School is about changing that. Freedom Law School is about having a government by the people, of the people, for the people. And for that to happen, we have to become educated as people. Educate ourselves, and then educate the people who represent us in government, and have them follow and adhere to the U.S. Constitution and our laws. So that's why Freedom Law School says, you write to your congressmen, senators, demand that they show you the law that requires you to file pay income tax. Both of your senators and your House of Representative member. If they show you the law, go ahead, file and pay. If they show how you can do it without giving up your Fifth Amendment right, guaranteed in the Constitution, for you to be silent, to not be punished, to be silent, go ahead and file a pay income tax. But if they cannot show you how to file a pay income tax, don't. Do not file a pay income tax for the non-existent law. Folks, it's that simple. It really is pretty simple. You got to confront the government and make a record of it. Make a record of what you've done, because the crooks in government, you know, may want to make an example out of you, try to put you in jail, and they try to deceive the jury. That's right. They will try to deceive that innocent jury, American members, that you are a tax cheat, that you don't want to pay your fair share of taxes, so that these jurors, American citizens, end up paying more of their fair share of taxes. And that's how they want to portray the picture. And they will keep the law away from the eyes of these innocent jurors. The government lawyers will ask the judge, they will conspire. That's right, conspiracy. Yep, they will conspire, and the judge will rule that the jury will not see the law unless you have made a record of it, unless you have relied upon it. And what better way to do that than having confronted the lawmakers themselves, the ones that respond to you, your senators, U.S. senators, and your House member, about the income tax, make a record of it. And then, hey, you can put exempt on W-4, don't follow W-4, don't follow tax returns, all that stuff. What they can do to you, they cannot put you in prison. Because all that record will go before the jury. The American people that are there thinking you are the criminal because the government charged you, whereas you'll show that the criminals and crooks, sophisticated crooks and criminals, educated crooks and criminals with master's degrees in law, the judges and the U.S. attorney crooks, they are enforcing non-existent law on you and them, the jurors themselves. So they will leave you alone, folks. These crooks will leave you alone because now you have become sophisticated as well. Yes. You fight their crooked sophistication with honest sophistication. They crooked conspiracy with your honest planning, intelligent planning. And Freedom Law School assists you and educates you. Go to livefreenow.org, our website. Be sure to go down, check out our education material, and definitely go check out the Educate Congress part and do it. Educate yourself and Congress. That's why I can openly say this, folks. For 25 years, there's no law requiring the average American, like you and me, to file and pay income tax. And the crooks in government, the U.S. attorney crooks, do not dare to try to convene a grand jury to try to get me indicted for not having filed and paid income tax. Because they know I will win. They know the jury will get to see the law. And that'll be a big punch in their face. That'll be a double win for us and double loss for them. They just rather leave Freedom Law School alone and hope that you will never find about Freedom Law School. They hope you never find about the education and the empowering information that Freedom Law School puts out. They hope that you remain ignorant. That's right, the dumb, ignorant, uninformed are easy to manipulate with fear. With power, intimidation, and fear in your heart. You combat that fear, folks, with love of freedom and courage. For your love of freedom with intelligent planning and work. The Freedom Law School provides, makes it available for you folks, free. Now, there's freedom packages and courses, educational courses Freedom Law School has, on many different subjects that are there further assist and educate you. Go check out our course packages at livefreenow.org. It's there, you choose. If you have questions, I'll be happy to answer those for you as well. But I'm here to answer your questions tonight because, you know, these conference calls sometimes take a long time and you get to wait a long time to get your questions answered. So if you have a question, folks, push the button. I think you have to push one, two. If you have a question, raise your hand and get your question answered. Get your question. Let me know you have a question, I should say, and I'll be happy to do so. But if you don't, then I'll be happy to talk about some of the subjects that are on my mind, tell you about what's going on out there, tell you what's going on in America that's important. And sometimes they're dealing with taxes. Sometimes they don't deal with taxes. But I see we have a caller with a question. Tamir code 646. So let me see what the gentleman's question or lady's question is. And then maybe I'll talk about a few other subjects further as well. Okay, call from area code 646. If you have a question, please give me your first name, the state you're calling from, and then how you hear about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hi, my name is Angel Acevedo. I'm calling out of New York City. I learned about this information through my dad. He sent me a video of a woman who used to work for the IRS. And then I followed and continued on. And then I followed the website. I got and you know, I looked at what she was saying about the website. And then I joined the website. And so my question is, where it says that the American citizen has to pay taxes? Where does it say that? Where can we find that at?
It doesn't. See, that's the
right
point.
That's,
the thing is that what happened is that it's since World War II, when it started withholding from people's paycheck, in the middle of World War II. They started in 1942. We had gone through the Great Depression of 1930s, a lot of unemployment and hunger and hardship. And we got into prosperity of the early 40s when the World War II started. And so they started this temporary two-year tax called the Victory Tax to support the war effort. And right. Hardly anybody objected because, look, you know, the tax was small, a little small withholding. You know, you pay to support our country, you know, for freedom. That's what people were sold on. And right. It didn't get objected. But after that war, they kept that fraud going. The withholding, they kept it going. And then, you know, they just, in the 1950s, they realized, early 50s, wait a minute. This scam is working out good. No one's really complaining about it. Hardly any much objection about it. And it became a part of the way the government runs and relies upon that money to do what it wants to do. They just went along with it. Kind of like I get compared to NSA spying on all of us. Okay? It's come out now that National Security Agency checks on everyone, all your computers, your smartphones, your calls are recorded, your emails recorded, eavesdrop, your address book, your email, your Facebook posting, Twitter, Instagram. It's all recorded like a God up in the sky watching everything about everybody. And then all the traffic of the internet in the world, literally. Especially in the Western world and U.S., and they restore it, and then they go look for it about you. Everything on your smartphone, on your computer, on your calls. And some people like me were talking about this way back then, in the late 1990s. That's what they want to do. In early 2000 years, we were talking about it. Myself, Bill Binney, others. They had a project called Information Awareness Network. And they actually put out the one eye, seeing eye over the earth with a light, seeing the whole world. That was a symbol. After some people like me spoke up about it, they quietly got rid of it. Then they did that clandestinely, secretly, privately, without people knowing about it, illegally. And the crooked politicians who live on the the House of Representatives and the Senate intelligence committees, who are supposed to watch over NSA and CIA, these crooks and criminals in Congress, close their eyes to all of this illegal stuff going out there. Let it happen. Rather representing us, they represent the crooks, the big banks, the corporations, and you know, intelligence community, spooks, deep state of big banks, the dictatorship they want to have in there. They were supporting that, these politicians, rather than our rights. And people didn't know. Once it came out with Edward Snowden, that's what they're doing. Guess what? Did they change it? Minor restrictions they put on NSA doing that. It's become now legalized. See, because they got used to that. They said, we got to spy on everybody to stop the terrorists. A few limits we accept, but we got to spy on the whole world and know everybody's content of your cell phones, smartphones, computers, calls, emails, you know. So income tax is the same thing. There is no law allowing government to file income tax. It's simply the crooked judges got convinced by their buddies. Okay, to do it by the lawyers. So where does it say the moon's made out of cheese? Show me where the moon's not made out of cheese. You will not find any place that the moon is made out of cheese. It's simply not made from cheese. That's all. Okay? If the burden of proof is on the government who claims there is a tax, not on you to prove there's no tax. In fact, I'm going to ask you, show me the law that says you're not required to pay a tax for every drink, a glass of water you drink. Show me. What does it say you don't have to pay a tax for every glass of water? You will not be able to do that because there's no law that says you do not pay tax when you drink a glass of water. There simply is no law that says whenever you have a glass of water, you have to pay a tax. And there is simply no tax imposed on the average American who lives and works in the USA. You understand that, my friend?
I absolutely do, man. And I understand. It's funny because today I was calling my congressman in New York. And first of all, I couldn't even get in contact with them because apparently they wasn't there. And then, you know, when I asked, can you prove to me that the law says, well, this is how I was saying it. I said, I came across some information that says that there is no law that American citizen has to pay taxes. Is that an appropriate way to say it, or I should say it in another way?
No, say it a little bit differently. Say there's no law that requires the average American to pay income tax. Do not just say taxes. Okay, you are supposed to pay sales tax, gas tax, property tax, and many others. Income tax is what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah. Because I didn't know. You know, because they asked me. Well, what income tax are you talking about? Then I refer to the labor tax, like, you know, to get paid on your labors and your wages, like when you're working. So I'm not really too sure, but I know my viewpoint. You know, I know what I'm trying to say, but I just got to fix up my sentences and get it correctly stated the proper way, which, you know, I gotta fix that up. But I'm going there, bro.
Let me make it easy for you, my friend. Go to livefreenow.org. I made it easy for you. Livefreenow.org, Freedom Law School's website. On the drop-down menu, on the education material, go down to Educate Congress link. Click on the Educate Congress link under educational materials. Once you get there, you read the little introduction I have in there. And then you have on the downloads, the first one is a redress of grievance letter for you to send to your congressmen and senators. Okay. And the other stuff is attachments that go with it. So just print it out, put your name in there, put their name in there, send it out to them by certified return receipt requested, you know, send it out, you know, you get it to them and demand an answer. Follow up with calls. You know, it's said, and what's your question? Did you read my letter? It's in there. Read my reader's agreement letter and everything attached to it. Show me where I am wrong. Show me where the former IRS gun-carrying special agent with the IRS's Criminal Investigation Division, Joe Bannister, show me where he's wrong and the people associated with him, like Freedom Law School. It's all in the documentation you gave to them. There it is. And they can't do it. Call your senators too. That crooked Chuck Schumer. You know, he's one of the big crooks on the intelligence committees. You know, claim all this Russian spying and hacking with Trump conspiracy nonsense. You know, write to him. Put pressure on that crook, Chuck Schumer.
Oh, and I will. The other senators, I will. Yeah. I'm working on it.
Yeah,
I'm starting, but you know, I just want to be able to do it with the proper words because I don't have that I don't have, you know, the lawyer words language. Like I don't speak lawyer language, so when I see lawyer language, I like, you know, it bothers me. It's like, oh shit, what the hell is this? I barely understand some of the 16 amendments, some of the amendments that we have. It's just, you know, I'm not literate of it, you know, so. But you guys are helping me, man, and I appreciate it. I'm going to get into it, and I'm going to search and then continue to search, and I'm going to inform everyone that I know. You know, I'm going to do it.
I put the letter for you there, my friend, because it's – and I put that letter in easy-to-understand language, 14-point bigger font, No complex mumbo jumbo legalese. You know,
simple.
The material that goes with it are as simplified as could be made. You know, just read that material yourself. And yeah, you're going to blow these guys away and demand to go see one of the congressional aides about that, one of these assistants at least. They'll let you do that. See if you can make some time to see the congressmen, senators in person and tell them, look, you should not be busy just making laws. You should be upholding your oath to uphold the Constitution. And that's your number one goal, oath. Without that, you cannot even take your position, which is true. Without an oath, they cannot be representing people in Congress.
I have another question. My question is, I know it would be very difficult, obviously, to probably do this, but is there any way when the election comes to vote people in who is not in, who's not, a part of that agenda system where we can get somehow find people who's learning this material and then try to get them to get in Congress to try to get them to get voted into the politics and then get into those positions and then they all team up and, try to push back? Because I think the fight has to happen within the politician, not outside. Because if you're not in it, they're not going to let you in. But if you got at least a foot in the door, maybe you can fight within rather than, fight with, outside. It's like, I don't know, maybe a spy or something, get a spy in there, so something like that. I mean, I don't know. It's just the idea.
Well, the bottom line is that we have to educate the American people. And the good news is more and more Americans are realizing that the mainstream media in America is crooked. It's owned by the big banks and corporations. They're not trustworthy. And they are looking online for all third sources of information, news, and truth. So we are reaching people. Look at you guys on this conference call. We're hundreds, if not thousands of miles away, yet we're able to reach each other, again, communicate and act together. So that's what we need to do more, and then just pass it on to other people. And you just, as more of this happens, the conversation changes. People, hear about this issue from more than one source. They will start asking questions. Okay. And then they start demanding answers from the, the congressmen, senators. And, we're going to start changing it that way because more people will start acting.
Yeah,
any questions on your mind, my friend?
Really, that's all. Other than that, I'd rather just listen and just get it, to fill me up with this kind of material. His name is Bill Conklin, right? That he traveled with, I think, Red, or I might be wrong. But
yes.
Well, never mind. You said you got that letter, so all I got to do is send that letter out, put my name on it, put the congressman's name and the senator's name, whoever I'm sending it to, I put my name and their name on it, right?
That's right. Your name and your address. Exactly. Right.
My name, my address. Yeah. Because it's funny too, because I called these congressmen and they said that just because I wasn't in the district, that is not important information. Like they really wasn't gonna, continue . You know what I mean? It's like that you got to go to someone else. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. This has to do with every American, no matter where you're from. It's not about a district. It's about something that is fraud. We need to jump on this and solve it. Oh, you're not in the district, so we can't, we can't help you. So what the hell are you there for?
Well, that's right. That's right. That's why I say, you call the congressman, a house member from your district, from area that represents you, because if they're not from your area, they say, well, I don't represent you. I don't answer to you because you don't vote for me. I don't represent you. It's true. They all represent all of us you know,
that's the way I see it.
But specifically, they're representing you, Chuck Schumer, U.S. Senator, and the other one from New York. They directly answer to you, but not the senator from California or Texas. They don't answer to you. So focus on the ones that directly do represent you. You can vote for them or vote against them. Okay, so that's what you want to do, that, my friend. You could contact the one that is actually represents you, the Congress member and your two U.S. senators.
I mean, I'm going to do it. I did do it, actually, but I'm just going to just bother everybody with it because somebody got to give me an answer, right? So I'm going to bother everybody. That's the way I look
at it.
I'm going to bother everybody. If you win there, if you're in Congress, you're Senate, everything, I'm talking to you, Congress, whoever, I'm talking to you. I need to know. That's the way I feel about it.
Exactly. Yep, you know,
you're not
going to
push me away because I'm not in your district. That doesn't make any sense. You're not going to talk to me because I'm not in your district. What? That doesn't make sense. I'm a human being just like you. You know?
Yep, exactly.
It's a hard fight, and I'm willing to fight. That's a good thing.
Exactly, my friend. Exactly. You're doing the right thing. You're definitely doing the right thing. Very good. All right. Anybody has any more questions tonight? If you do, folks, press that one button on your phone. That way I'll know that you have a question, and I will answer your questions. See, other than that, folks, again, these conference calls do not have to be very long. Sometimes I make them shorter. And people like to hear these things shorter, but later on when they want to check it out later on. But folks, tell other people about Freedom Law School. Become a fan of Freedom Law School on Facebook. You know, share our posts to other people, share our emails. And folks, just have fun at it. Have fun sharing the truth. There are people like you out there who want to know the truth. Help them reach the truth. And with that, folks, we can have you live free in peace and prosperity and have America become once again free with peace and prosperity. Thank you, folks. I look forward to speaking with you again next Thursday, 7 o'clock Eastern Time Zone on the next conference call of Freedom Law School. Good night.